hockey associations in the U.S., Europe, and Canada responded this week with refinements to the European Specialty Tea Association's definition of specialty tea. The Tea and Herbal Association of Canada, the Tea Association of the USA, and Tea and Herbal Infusions Europe issued a joint statement of concern with the language ESTA used to differentiate specialty tea from other teas. These are the same criteria used by every tea taster in the industry, regardless of specialty or traditional label, reads the joint press release. Criteria cited included supply chain traceability and tea's physical and sensory characteristics. Traceability is not unique to specialty teas. Quote, traceability requirements are at the core of food safety laws in place around the world and must be demonstrated as part of regular audits for large retailers as well as certification programs. Although all the above may be part of what defines specialty tea, quote, suggesting they are not a part of traditional tea is factually incorrect, reads the release. In reply, David Veal, executive director of the European Specialty Tea Association, writes that, quote, we note the concerns about the language of differentiation between specialty and other teas, but that is the very point of defining specialty, to differentiate it, and so to further distinguish specialty tea from commodity tea, we place emphasis on attaining tea excellence from bush to cup. Specialty tea can be defined by the quality of the criteria, not the use of the criteria. ESTA believes that the degree of excellence that a tea reaches in each of these criteria determines specialty versus commodity, writes Veal. The joint release states that the signatories, quote, take great pride in our collective approach of inclusion. Our members include all parts of the supply chain operating in what is commonly referred to as the traditional tea industry, as well as the specialty tea industry, end quote. Since the release of our definition, we have received very strong positive responses from small farmers and consumers, and we believe that we are moving in the right direction for the benefit of the specialty tea market, writes Veal. Quote, we welcome all feedback and hope to be able to continue discourse directly with all parties who are interested in promoting specialty tea, he said. Business Insight. In an updated post on the TBiz blog, ESTA continues to refine its definition with an explanation by President Nigel Melican of the term handcrafted and the role of machinery in making specialty tea. Visit www.t-biz.com to learn more. Children benefit from drinking tea. An extensive review of medical research suggests children as early as age 4 benefit from drinking tea. In a peer-reviewed paper published in the Nutrition and Food Technology Journal, Dr. Pamela Mason identified 60 scientific studies on the health benefits of drinking tea from childhood onward, as reported in The Telegraph. Drinking 3 cups of black tea daily improves cardiovascular health and boosts the body's immune system, she said. Tea also helps combat obesity, stress, aids relaxation, influences brain functions such as alertness and concentration, and is an ideal replacement for sugary drinks. Drinking tea daily, quote, could help preserve physical and mental health in childhood through the teens and adulthood, pregnancy, and into old age, she said. Business Insight. The research commissioned by UK's Tea Advisory Panel showed that clinical and laboratory studies demonstrate how phenolic compounds in green tea boost nitric oxide levels, which lower blood pressure and act as antioxidants to reduce inflammation. Tea polyphenols also limit cholesterol absorption in the gut and target receptors which regulate blood cholesterol levels. Unilever tea brand divestiture is on pace. During a July 22nd earnings call, Unilever CEO Alan W. Jope told investors that, quote, "The operational separation of our tea business is now substantially complete," end quote, but he did not offer a timeline for the divestiture. He said the company had created, quote, "an attractive standalone business with dedicated leadership. We're very pleased with the progress we've made in the complex separation. We've filled 3,500 vacancies around the world. We've established the sales organizations in our largest markets. We will now start to engage externally to execute on outcome, and this could be through an IPO, through a sale, or partnership," said Jope. The company intends to divest a sizable portion of its tea business, including the Tazo, Puka Herbs, and T2 brands. Business Insight. Facing higher commodity prices, including tea, Unilever stepped up pricing by 2.2% in June and expects to accelerate increases to address food inflation through the remainder of the year. The company grew underlying sales by 5.4% during the first half of the year, with volume growth accounting for 4% of the total and price increases contributing 1.4%. The foods and refreshment category grew 8.1%, and e-commerce sales were up 50% and now make up 11% of total group turnover.